Welcome back to Horizons.
Joan Harman, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David.
You're here today to talk about the 25-year anniversary of adoration happening down in the Spa Parish.
That's correct. It was in 1999. I was talking to a lovely lady from Fianna, Peggy Betts, and Peggy was saying it to me one day that we'd love to do something like Holy Hour or an exposition of the Blessed Sacrament in Fianna. And I said, you know, we could do the same in Churchill as well. Wouldn't it be lovely to set it up? Only how do we do that, I wonder? And so the first thing was, I said, well, my mom is involved in a group in Kilmoyle and maybe we could ask them for advice. And so they came up and spoke to us three ladies, and they spoke to Peggy Betts, the late Patrick Murphy, the late Peggy as well, Lily Healy and myself. And Lily is from Lissadaig and would have been a fantastic stalwart in looking after adoration with me in the last 25 years. We sat down, we got their advice. They said what to do, how to mind it, how to make sure the hours would be covered and make sure that the book would be signed. And apart from that, we'd get Joe Lambert. He was a man from Wexford that they knew and that had opened other centres all around the country. So by the time we got our act together and we bought another monstrance for Fianna, we started in May 2000. And it was the Jubilee year, and I think a lot of people were very enthused about it because of that and came. And so we're going since.
That's fantastic. So that's the 25-year anniversary we're speaking about now.
It is. That's what it is. So we're very lucky because it's down to every individual that minds an hour to keep adoration going in any church. And there are little lights lit all over our county wherever there is adoration happening. And we want to keep those lighting. COVID took an awful toll on us for a while.
Yeah.
But there has been a returning and a re-picking up where we left off. We're lucky to have that. It was something we never expected, I suppose. And I suppose it taught us a bit too. It taught us that in whatever happens in the future, we have to find a way, whatever it is, that we will never again have a door completely closed on us.
Very wise words.
So I think maybe going forward, we're keeping that as well. We need resilience and we need a plan, as it were, should there ever be a situation again, that we would come up with something that would be safe and yet that we wouldn't feel abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the years, I've heard the word adorer being used, and I just would like to take a moment to say I'm not comfortable with it. And I think that when people say it, they don't mean any harm. But when they say the adorers of such a parish are visiting, or I get the sense that we should be there with a funny hat on our head and a cloak and maybe look different and behave differently, that now we have become some sort of cult.
Do you have funny hats and cloaks?
Well, we have nothing like that, because we are the ordinary people of any parish. We are the ordinary individuals you'll see at Mass on Sunday, more than likely. And we're also doubling up. In working in community, you can be the person at the cake stall on a Friday and you're doing your Minister of the Eucharist on Sunday, and maybe taking in an hour in the week as well, going in adoration, the Blessed Sacrament. So we are as natural as that, as normal as that, and as old as that. And so I would prefer if we're just normal people in the parish who practice a holy hour or go to adoration and spend an hour with Jesus. And that's all it is.
So you don't have a preferred title over being known as an adorer?
We don't want to be called adorers at all. And I think maybe if people do, that's fine, but I don't. It's like calling somebody a masser because they go to mass.
Oh, that fella's an awful masser.
Exactly.
We have a celebration coming up in the Churchill Spa Parish. Can you tell me what's going on?
Okay, so in order to celebrate our 25 years adoration in the parish, in both Churchill and Fianna, I was talking with Father Francis Nolan, our parish priest, and I asked him who would he recommend to come speak to us as a special guest that would both help us celebrate and help us reflect on adoration, but would also help us invite others to do the same. And he recommended Father Declan Hurley from Navan, County Meath, who had actually given a retreat to priests that he was at on adoration, and he said he was very good. So Father Declan Hurley is coming to the parish on the 27th and 28th of September. On the 27th, a Saturday, he is giving a workshop 2 to 4 p.m., which will be mainly for the people who do adoration and are ministers of the Eucharist in our own parish, but also our neighbouring parishes. We're hoping to invite some people from each so we could make up the numbers of, say, something like 50 people. And we're hoping to, like people having the stations long ago that the neighbours are in, to say, to have it with them. That's the Saturday. Then Father Declan Hurley will also speak at the three masses. Our three masses are the vigil mass in Churchill Church on Saturday night, the 27th at 7:30 p.m. And on Sunday morning, St. Joseph's Church, Fenet, at 9:30 a.m. And back again to Churchill Parish Church at 11:30 a.m. on the Sunday. So he will speak at all masses, and you will hear for yourself how good he is and how inspiring he can be. We're hoping too that we will leave cards on the seats for people to sign if they feel that now is the right time in their life, or if that they can push back the world hour in the week and allow for an hour for themselves.
Excellent. So if anybody wants to get involved in these, they'll be happening Saturday and Sunday in the Churchill Spa Parish.
That's right.
Various locations. And you want to throw it open to everybody from the nearby parishes to all come along.
To come along. And especially those who are already involved or were involved that would like to get a renewal, would like a chance to feel inspired and reflect again on what they were doing in giving an hour of adoration. We would like them to come along, and anybody can come to the masses and just hear him. Naturally, the signing up for ours would be done for Churchill and Fenet, but it may inspire people from the neighbouring parishes to go back to their own and say, we can do this, or we can form a group that can do this. It might be a young person's group. You don't know where that inspiration will land, as it were, but we want it open to our neighbouring parishes.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to sign up to do ours, you can contact Joan Harmon at joanharmons@gmail.com.
That's it.
Joan Harmon, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you very much, David.
This is John Daly, the Living Bread of God.
Saving cup of Christ. Every time we eat this bread, every time we drink this cup, we proclaim your glory until you come again. You are the bread of life. If we come to you, we will never be in need. If we believe in you, we will never thirst, and we
we'll be proclaim your glory until you come again.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Geraldine O'Sullivan for the Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.